Hi, I'm Phil, and I recently moved to Seattle from San Francisco after having lived there for 17 years.
Hi, I'm Brent. I would consider myself a long-term resident. Lived in Seattle and the East Side, and my wife and I are going to be moving back to Seattle within a few months. So, questions. What brought you to Seattle?
Well, I had lived in San Francisco for about 17 years and found myself needing to move out of my current living situation there. And when I looked around to see what I could afford, I decided that it was easier to move to Seattle than to try to find a place to live in San Francisco.
Now, we're known for having skyrocketing housing prices, rental prices. Why would you leave San Francisco knowing that our housing prices are skyrocketing and possibly going towards San Francisco levels?
Well, they're not nearly near San Francisco levels yet. When I was living in San Francisco, I was sharing a Victorian flat in the Castro with three other housemates. It was originally a two-bedroom Victorian flat. We took the two front parlor rooms and turned those into bedrooms. We made it into a four-bedroom. And fortunately, we had two bathrooms. But I lived there for 3 years. And I was paying roughly $1,800 a month in rent for about 275 square feet. And then I came up here to Seattle and realized that I could get a one-bedroom apartment in Capitol Hill for that same price. So I thought, well, this seems very inexpensive to me compared to San Francisco. In San Francisco right now, rental prices are about $7 a square foot, whereas compared to $4 a square foot or so here in Seattle. So to me, it's much less expensive, and I don't feel like the trajectory of housing here is on the same upward climb that it is in San Francisco. In fact, I just happened to be looking at Craigslist today and noticed that one-bedroom apartments in Capitol Hill are running about $100 to $200 a month less than they were this time last year.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, are there any amenities that you give up by coming to Seattle? Possibly public transportation?
Yeah, public transportation here is definitely more challenging. Having lived in the main parts of San Francisco, so in the Castro, Mission, and those areas, where there's very easy access to both the Muni, which is the municipal subway, and also the BART system, which takes you over to Oakland, it was easy for me to get almost anywhere in the city of San Francisco within 20 minutes. And not having to rely on Uber or taxis or any of that. So that's definitely different here.
Do you have any suggestions for Seattle as to how they could improve?
I think the biggest problem is just I-5 going through the middle of the city, because that seems to be what makes it so difficult to connect up the different neighborhoods. And the fact that some neighborhoods, like Ballard, you have to go across a bridge to get there. So it seems like there are all these kind of choke points that traffic depends upon that would need to be overcome to improve public transportation. Just being able to connect the different parts of the city together and not have these like single points of entry to get there.
How far behind do you think Seattle is in terms of public transit? And how would you rate public transit here if you were to consider them both on a scale of 1 to 10, San Francisco being 10?
Well, I wouldn't put San Francisco at 10.
Yeah.
I've definitely lived in places that have better public transportation than Seattle, notably in Europe. So I would say that on an overall 1 to 10 scale, I would say that San Francisco is about a 7, and Seattle is about a 5.
Okay, and then what could Seattle do to improve?
I think less reliance on bus transportation. That seems to be kind of an issue because of the getting around the city. And like for example, the current light rail is great if you're going to the airport, not so great if you're going anywhere else.
Okay. We talked about earlier that you were in San Francisco during the Web 1.0 bubble.
Yeah.
And that this Seattle kind of reminds you of the period just right before that.
Yeah.
Is Seattle on the same track toward housing inaffordability, unaffordability as San Francisco?
I don't think so, because for decades, San Francisco had a very distinct no-growth doctrine. You know, you would think that a city the size of San Francisco should be adding thousands of housing units, apartment housing units, rental housing units, other units every year. But San Francisco would add at most a couple hundred every year. So there's 2 to 3 decades worth of stunted growth that suddenly in 1999, when everyone moved to the city, there was no way to accommodate them. And there's no way at this point to build your way out of that growth. Whereas I feel like with Seattle, from what I've seen, Seattle has taken a much more immediate reactionary attitude towards the situation and realized, for example, that we have to build a lot more apartment buildings. Maybe that's not the long-term end result of housing for Seattle, but it's what we have to do right now. Unfortunately, in San Francisco, the problem with housing development is that the process is so expensive that no one wants to build apartment houses anymore. What you see typically going up are condo buildings with condos going for $1 to $1.5 million. So it creates a very distorted kind of housing market. I don't know where Seattle will eventually wind up, but I don't see it winding up there.
Is that because there are height limits?
It's not the height limits so much. I mean, I know that Seattle's doing the same thing now where they're upzoning through all the neighborhoods. And there was a process of upzoning through specific neighborhoods in San Francisco. But the problem was, even if you upzone and say that you can build higher buildings, unless somebody builds the buildings, they don't get built. So you can change the planning process to a certain degree to try to accommodate or encourage growth. But the fact of the matter is people just aren't building.
So if you won the lottery tomorrow and you had an equal number of friends in both areas, mm-hmm. San Francisco and Seattle, mm-hmm. so housing was not a problem for you, mm-hmm. Would you leave Seattle?
Nope. I would absolutely stay in. I mean, that's my long-term plan. I moved up here after 17 years in San Francisco because I wanted a new place I could live and kind of age into in a way that is just not possible in San Francisco now.
And why is it not possible?
The culture has changed too much. It's hard to sustain a life for yourself in San Francisco, unless you really strike it rich, mm-hmm. or you've been there forever. If you're someone who's lived in the city of San Francisco for 30 years and you have a rent-controlled apartment, like some people I know, you're great. But you're also trapped in that situation. You can't move. And I felt that moving to Seattle would give me so many more opportunities for my life going forward from here that I could never find in San Francisco.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Awesome.